Peter, this radio instructing bit was quite important, wasn't it, to your future career?
Well, it was, in the sense that I didn't have to leave Cranwell, and so I settled down to a fairly sedentary life of teaching young people, or young... what am I talking about? They're the same age as me. The rudiments of radio theory.
What did this involve, then?
Well, oh, good gracious. You mean you say you don't know what a tuned circuit
no,
is?
No.
Really? Well, no. You've got to put a copper wire and
you've... Yeah. One of the people that you were teaching started you off on the acting bit, didn't he? Because he gave you a part in his play. It was Hay Fever, I think, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. His name was Peter Bridge. I'm afraid he's dead now. He came to me in one of the sort of the breaks when we were having our lessons and said, I may say that dear Peter, he was a sort of a thin Billy Bunter. He just missed being actually disqualified from national service by about an inch and a half. He had a lovely manner, full of enthusiasm, and he said, I'm going to put on Hay Fever by Noel Coward, and I would like you to play David Bliss. And I said, well, all right then, yes, I'll give it a go.
Had you done anything before this?
No, never, never.
Oh, my word.
No, I mean, I had been interested in the theatre. I had... When we lived in Palmer's Green, John Clements began the intimate theatre, as it was called. This is a theatre that nobody north of Watford will have heard of, and why should they? But it was a local theatre. I mean, it was 10 minutes' walk from where we lived, and I used to go there quite a lot. Anyway, I mustn't go rambling on. Peter Bridge, yes, he directed me in Hay Fever. He also played Dora the Maid, which really... I mean, he wasn't terribly good, actually. I was much better at David. but I went on the stage having learnt it and rehearsed it and so on.
And this was your first time?
Yeah. And people laughed. Of course, at the time, I thought they were laughing at me. Later, of course, I realised that they were laughing at Noel Coward. But never mind, I was obviously standing still enough and saying it loudly enough for them to hear Noel Coward. And that whetted my appetite. And then, well, I'm cutting bits out, and why not? The next thing that happened, really, was that this man I've already mentioned, Leslie Sands, arrived in Cranwell, and he had done two plays for Harry Hansen, who was one of the more reputable, famous repertory impresarios, if you like to call them that. And Leslie and I, well, we formed a company called The Little Theatre.
Original.
You got the light programme, the little theatre. Yes, and we did that, and we started off with a Priestley, with I Have Been Here Before, and then after about a year of our working together like that, the war actually came to an end, and then we had the demob process, where you just waited to be demobbed. In our case, it lasted about a year, and during that year, we must have put on something like six plays when there was nothing else to do.
And these are all amateur productions, just for yourself.
Yes, that's right.
But it obviously whetted your appetite in a big way.
Oh, yes, Leslie encouraged me, you know, and said, why don't you become one of us, in inverted commas, so I went to see a lovely man who was, his name's Leslie Banks, and he was the father of the wife of one of the other instructors at Cranwell, and I went to see Leslie at the Haymarket Theatre in London when he was performing with John Gielgud in one of Gielgud's seasons there. And he said, all right, you want to go on the stage? You know, he uttered the usual sort of, well, it's a very tricky job and all that sort of stuff. But he said, if you want to do it, try and go to RADA, try and go to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and read Stanislavski's An Actor Prepares, and I did both. I got a scholarship to RADA.
Well, you must have been very good, because you'd been in the RAF, you were doing plays, yes, that's one thing, but to get into RADA, you got to be pretty good. Don't be modest, Peter.
No, I'm not. I'm trying desperately not to be modest.
Well, it's true.
I suppose I must have been.
Just agree with me.
I remember when I'd finished my audition pieces, Sir Kenneth Barnes, who was the principal then and who'd been listening to me, said, "Thank you very much, Corporal Salis," he said. "I've brought my rank into this interview, in case people will begin to think I was just a private. Thank you very much, Corporal Salis," he said. "Can you find your own way out?"
Oh, dear.
So I trudged down Gower Street thinking, well, that's it, you know. But I, for once in my life, showed a certain amount of determination, and I thought, well, even if I don't get into RADA, I'm going to try.
An actor's life is for me.
Yes, something like that.
I mean, the actor's life couldn't be more different from the bank manager. What did your parents say?
Oh, my mother was delighted, over the moon. My father was sort of a bit non-committal. I mean, but he certainly didn't say, "You must be raving mad." I think, looking back on what he'd had of his life in the bank, he probably thought, well, you know, good luck to the lad, you know.
Ooh. Well, those days at RADA, you say, were some of the happiest days of your life.
Yes, there you are, school again, you see.
I
was at Minchinden, and then I went into the RAF and taught, and then I came out of the RAF and went back to school again. In fact, again, you've got the sort of the Salis image of trying desperately not to actually have to work for a living.
If you can avoid work, then that was do for you, I can understand. Mm.
Yes.
Well, Peter, let's have a little break and we'll get the latest headlines and then we'll chat again in 2 or 3 minutes' time. Right. Sit comfortably. Everything happy?
It stopped squeaking. I've changed the
You
the
changed rug. Did you change him over?
Yeah.
I can't hear you squeak at all now, so it's obviously a good
lovely
move. Yeah, it's marvellous. It's so tranquil. Stay with us, Peter. We'll chat again in just a bit. Peter Salis is my guest this afternoon and I'm jolly pleased he is as well. More from him in just a moment. It's 29 minutes.